Hi everyone, welcome to Riffing and Ranting. I'm Carter, host of That Is Interesting.
I'm Quinn, host of Quinn the Cameraman.
And I'm Brett. I'm just a guy.
Yeah, so this has been our first episode back in a while. We've had a few weeks off, but still going. And today, just us. So yeah, thank you guys all for listening in. Those are here. And as always, feel free to ask questions in the chat.
I got something to start off with. 200,000, baby!
That's right. Cool.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, man. So exciting.
But woo!
Yeah. It's
almost a quarter of a million.
Yeah. And it's double. I mean, I got 100,000, like, about a year and a half ago. So double during that time is not bad. But yeah, I got something coming for that. I've done like Q&As in the past for my milestones, but I have something a little different cooking up. So
what are you doing? Can you leak it for the podcast listeners?
I'm thinking of doing like a sort of like a look back and a look forward. So just like taking people more just through the sort of like my life, the just like how the channel's been in the past, like my motivations for starting it and everything, and then what I'm planning to do with it in the future, because that's obviously, I'm graduating really soon, so that's something that's kind of on the top of my mind anyways.
Good idea. I just can't wait until you get started on traveling the country and possibly the world.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
I still think you should become a politician.
Maybe one day, Brett, maybe one day. See what happens, right?
Yeah. Ooh. Man, sorry, boys. I'm feeling a little under the weather right now.
No, yeah. But, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. What else have I been up to? I went to Washington, D.C. for a few days, which was a lot of fun.
Reminisced.
Exactly. I accidentally flooded my house.
That's right.
So that's been dealing with that.
Did you get that all fixed?
It's all fixed now, yeah.
Okay.
That's mostly been my life for the last few weeks, more or less. Sort of working on school.
Are you on midterm still?
Oh, I mean, I just finished my exam. So midterms are over. The big thing now is my capstone project, which I think is going to be pretty cool, but I got to get working on a little more.
What are you doing?
Are you
going to
be using the channel as your capstone or no?
I mean, I'm a geography major, so whatever. I mean, I have my capstone project. I think after the fact, I'll have a lot of so much written. I think it can transfer pretty easily into a video afterwards. So
that'll be nice.
Yeah, but I mean, at least where I go to school, the capstone is pretty much a big paper. It's a big research paper. So, but I do think it can turn it pretty easily into a video.
Yeah. God, I do not like writing papers. They get very annoying and tedious very quickly.
Do you have a lot for your classes, Brett?
Yeah. Well,
really?
I have to do one. I'm still taking a couple of English classes for my degree, so I have to. It's not the worst thing in the world. I don't mind them, but it's just, it's a big pain in the butt with considering what all the other stuff I have to do on my day. Yeah. So.
Also, yeah. Are you flying now?
At least once a day.
Oh, really?
Almost once a day, yeah. But I'm almost done. Like, I'm in reviews right now, which essentially means I'm getting ready for my check ride. And then I'll be, licensed instrument pilot, hopefully, soon, so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be sweet.
That's super awesome.
Which I'm excited for. But, yeah. What's it called? How are your classes going, Quinn?
They're pretty good. I'm working on my final for my production class now. So we shot on Thursday, and I'm just editing this weekend. I got to submit it by Monday. Yeah, then I have a few papers due and a couple other videos I got to edit for some other classes. So it's not too bad.
And for Carter.
For my classes, I'm mostly the big thing right now is that capstone project. I got my exam done recently for my stats class. And then other than that, I'm only taking one other class, which is Spanish. So it's just kind of like daily assignments, but
yeah, you can crank those out pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my big priority right now is this, like, capstone paper, because I need to have, like, half of it, a draft of, like, half of it done in, like, a week. So that's going to be – I'm not there yet. So I need to just sort of be working on it every day.
Yeah, how long is that
supposed to be? Well, I think the final paper is going to be somewhere around, like, 30 pages.
Jeez.
Yeah, so for half of it, around 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone said 30 pages. Honestly, like, at least in college, like, you get they prep you for it. Like, you're not gonna have to do anything like that until like junior and senior year, and you like build up to it for sure, to the point where it's like. It's also like they'll assign those things mostly at the end of the year. So it won't be as daunting as it seems.
Yeah. Oh, man. I have to write a 5-page paper on flight systems.
No.
I love being in a capstone class, if you can't tell. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, Quinn, what else are you guys planning to do for the rest of the semester? Anything exciting? I mean, you already went on your damn trip to DC. Lucky. I wanna go.
Yeah, I mean we did like a day trip to this town nearby recently, but other than that, I don't think there's too much more planned for the rest of the semester, because I mean there's only for a few weeks left, which is kind of crazy, but yeah, I don't think I really have anything else being planned the rest of the next few weeks until I graduate, really.
Gotta be nice.
How about you, Quinn? What have you been up to?
I went to Seattle a few weekends ago.
Oh, wait.
And then I'm leaving in 2 weeks, so I don't like have time to like go anywhere else really. But yeah, just finishing finals the next 2 weeks and then going home for 3 weeks.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, you guys get 3 weeks off?
I get 6 weeks off because my quarter's done in 2 weeks. And so Thanksgiving up till the new year, that's one break for me.
Dude, that's so nice.
Yeah, I know. I got to, like, skip out on, like, the bad part of winter, kind of. Some of winter here.
Not fair, bro. That's just not fair. I still get a month off. Excuse me. For Christmas, but I only get 2 days off for Thanksgiving. Like, they give us the day before Thanksgiving and then the weekend.
I don't know why colleges only give you, like, a day or two off for Thanksgiving.
I get 5 days off, but two of those are, like, weekend days, too. So
it's that's the same.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Because we have like, a fall break around midterms, and it's basically a long weekend. It's two extra days plus a weekend. It's, like, that's only one day less than Thanksgiving gets.
Man, they should mandate what they did in high school all those years ago. A week off for Thanksgiving, and then a week off, or no, and then, like, a month off for Christmas.
Right?
Like, yeah, that was, like, a month.
Three for Christmas. Yeah, that was nice.
Man.
And the flip side, though, like, I get out of college, like, our like, years end in, like, May, usually. Early May.
Mine ends in April, which is nice.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I don't end till, like, June, like, 11th or something.
So you're more in the, like, the high school year end with that.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, man. Ow. 200,000, Carter. How does it feel?
It feels good, man. Like, yeah. It's definitely a big milestone.
Do you ever think you were going to get this far?
I mean, at least not right when I started. It's kind of like, it's a hard thing to imagine. And it's also, I mean, the first time my channel really took off, it went to, like, 20,000. So this is 10 times more than that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, 100,000 is a big enough milestone as is that this is, like, yeah, it feels good. It definitely feels really good. And very, very thankful to, you know, all the viewers and everyone.
Yeah, because I remember when you started this channel, like, what, we had Spanish class together, and you were working on it in class, I think. Just not telling our professor.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Good times, though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm very, very thankful for everybody who's been there all the way for this, who's joined along the way. And just sort of like, helped it keep growing and all that, so.
Well, I'm glad that I've been around to help you out with it.
Yeah, man, no, I really appreciate it.
I can't edit. I can barely... I can barely do a lot of things, but damn it, being a somewhat Discord moderator is good enough. Man. So you went on that interview. You went on the interview, right, with that YouTuber a few weeks back. How did that go?
That was really fun. He asked a lot of great questions. And I think it was a really like engaging, interesting conversation. So if you guys haven't listened to that, it was about, I don't know, about an hour, hour and a half maybe long. Talked about a lot of things, talked about the channel, talked about geography in general. I have it shared on my channel in a post, so if you guys want to go listen, it's I think worth hearing.
Nice.
Yeah, I need to listen to it still. I haven't had the time to listen to it right now. And yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, what's your guys' plan as it comes to just looking forward with all this? Or are you gonna make an announcement?
I'm probably gonna, so I've already announced the tour that I'm planning. But I am probably going to make a little bit more of like a formal long-term announcement in this 200K video. That will be, I think, in the coming week or so, but I need to actually sketch that out a little more. But my general plan, as is that post-graduation, I'm going to go full-time with the channel, probably try to hire on a few writers, and then have both, like, a channel aspect and probably a geography-focused publication, like a similar, like, but written, published thing, and sort of travel film and try to make the stuff I'm putting out as high quality as possible. But really scale this up to the next level.
Power to the creators. That's exactly what should be going on.
Exactly.
Have you ever dealt with anyone recently? I mean, I remember a few years ago, there was a few channels that sort of swipe some ideas, but have you dealt with it recently of just sort of creators like sort of taking your ideas and everything and not giving credit?
Well, it's on one hand, it's like it's just like information. It's like we're just talking about like things that happened or that are there. So it's there's to what extent are they like my ideas even? But I will say there have been times once or twice where like larger creators have done it in a way that's very blatant. You know, it's like I had a video that was very popular that was on a basically where I had been the only person who had ever covered the subject, and then they'll come out with pretty much the same title, nearly identical thumbnail, and then
I thought it was the same thumbnail, wasn't it?
And it's that one was particularly annoying because it's not just like it was based off of like information I'd found out like shit out there, right? It's like I actually did the calculations for like county by county, all this stuff. So that was particularly infuriating. And then, right, like, no credit or anything like that. But, I mean, unfortunately, there's really not much you can do about situations like that. You can, like, try to do that for them, but, you know, if they don't respond, it's like you're... And it's, oh, well, right? It is what it is.
Yeah, I know what you can do.
What?
Take it to the courts.
Take it to the courts. It's not illegal.
No, it's not. No. Ethics, that's a different story. But legal.
Right. I mean full plagiarism is one thing, but that's not what was going on. It was it is still, you know, it's still kind of it's pretty annoying when it's on one hand it's like, oh, someone makes a video on the same topic as you. That's one thing. But then to have, you know, basically like a cheap copy made. Almost word for word what you'd written, it's like, okay, you're just taking my work and passing it off as your own, and that's what gets really annoying.
Every masterpiece is a crappy remake.
Right. And I think when you start getting big, that the type of thing starts to happen. But I mean, it's not the type of thing I'm ever going to be doing.
No. I mean, at this point, at least in the space that you're in, there's, you know, there's so many creators on there. I mean, it's inevitable that you might cross paths with people, like, I don't know, content-wise, but it's another thing to just almost blatantly rip someone off.
Right, right, exactly.
Either partially or fully, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, of course there's been, like, videos that myself and other creators have made, like, on similar or the same topics, and that's one thing. It's another thing to just watch their video and be like, yeah, I'm gonna just take this. And that's, I think, two situations.
I remember when that first happened, I think you texted me during class, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, but I mean, on the other hand, like, there are also just gonna be, like, times when you and someone else make a video on the same thing, and that's not a problem at all. But my goal, at least going forward, is, like, my sort of mission for this channel is to make the quality of it, the quality of the, like, research, and the whole production, as strong as possible. Like, I want the stuff I'm making to be the best out there that there is. And, like, I see more and more going forward people responding to that and saying, like this stuff is, like, top notch. That's why I've been moving more into the longer form content, which I'm definitely a really big believer in.
Yeah. What are we going to do the road show?
Yeah, what were you guys saying?
Wait, you posted the Greenland one, right?
I posted the Greenland one, yeah. And people have been, it's been doing well. People have been responding really well to it.
That's good.
Yeah, it's up there, like, in terms of, I guess, motion-wise, in terms of, like, growth, with a number of videos that have all done, all clocked in over 100,000. So it's on a good trajectory.
Nice.
And people have, which is, I mean, honestly, which is better than any, like, stat or analytic, is that people have been saying, like, this is just really, really well done. Which is, that's always the goal. And it's become even more and more so.
My grandpa, who's also a big fan of the show, he also was, he texted me when you released the video.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Because I think I told you a while ago that my grandpa, like, sent me a video, because he always likes sending emails, and he sent me a video, like, one of your videos, and I told him, like, yeah, I know who does these videos.
That's so funny. That is so funny. Yeah.
Hey, it works out well. It's better than him watching, like, I don't know, Fox News or just news in general. So, yeah.
No, I'm really happy with how the Greenland video turned out. And I think it was, like, definitely such a great thing that we were able to go there, at least for the quality of the video itself, too. Because at least on Greenland, there's so much that you just, like, can't find online about it.
Yeah, you just gotta, like, go there.
Yeah, so, like, having, like, all the, like, observational stuff we were able to do was, like, it just added so much to it. Like, I think I was able to talk about, like, what Greenland is actually like, what it's like to be there, in a way that I just wouldn't have been able to at all if we hadn't gone. And, yeah, Quinn, actually, people mentioned you several times in the comments.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, Quinn.
They're like, let me see some stuff. Yeah,
I'm skipping through the video right now. It looks pretty cool,
dude. Skipping through it, you're not doing that video justice.
It's 54 minutes long.
Yeah, there's one. Keep up the great work.
No excuses. Dunks,
Carter and Quinn. Yeah. Good stuff. It is quite a long video.
Thank God no one's fucking asking for a face reveal. I'm not doing that anytime soon.
No Brett face reveal.
No. Yeah, maybe for the Wyoming video, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe when I come down to Arizona and Wyoming.
Just wear a mask or something.
Yeah.
Blur your face out.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. That's a good idea. We also need to get aerial shots, too. That's something that might come, because I'll take you up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
You'll get a gimbal, though.
Oh, yeah. You think we can, like, attach something to the plane?
Definitely not, because we're going to have to rent a plane, but I know there's turbulence or something. If there's turbulence or something, you'll have to probably get a gimbal so the shot's still stable.
Okay.
Those things.
But I mean, if you have a GoPro, and we can, and if I can ask, because I know who I'm going to rent an aircraft from for these, if I can ask them if we can mount a GoPro, I'm sure they wouldn't be opposed to it, because GoPros don't affect the lift and weight and balance nearly as much as like a full-on
yeah,
as like a full-on gimbal camera does.
Yeah, I still gotta figure out my schedule, but I'll probably be doing like Arizona, probably like the Southwest more in the wintertime, and then do the northern parts the summer when the snow's melted.
Oh no, if you're gonna come to Arizona, yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, so I'll probably be in Arizona sooner rather than later, actually.
I'm gonna run.
Do you guys still have snow up there, Carter?
No, it just melted.
Okay.
It snowed. Yeah, it snowed the same day it snowed for you, and then there for about 2 days, I'd say.
Yes, I'm here.
Man, we don't get shite out here. Pardon my French.
Even though you're up in the mountains a bit.
Yeah, but Flagstaff always gets the friggin' snow.
Right, so they're like skiing out there, right?
Yeah, there's like one kind of okay ski resort, and that's it.
Okay. Wait, Quinn, I remember you said a few weeks ago that you were working on like a video of like the trip this summer. Have you still been doing that?
I haven't touched that for a few weeks because I've been working on stuff for class mainly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still like a work in progress. I'll probably finish it over break at some point though.
Nice.
Because I'll have like
the Iceland stuff.
What?
Was that like the Iceland stuff and all the like?
I'm just sort of, putting like, everything, like all the footage we got from each different country in one video. So
okay.
I kind of like skipped around a little bit. I got like the first like 2 days of the Iceland road trip done, and then I got Paris pretty much done.
Okay.
Nice. But I have to kind of just go back, finish Iceland, do Greenland and the other countries too.
Boo Paris. I mean, yay Paris.
I don't have like any footage from Germany like at all though. Like
we
live stuff from Berlin, but like
yeah,
basically okay. Nothing from like the Netherlands or like anywhere else.
Yeah, I think we like were barely filming there.
Yeah,
which is like because we were like hanging out with people there mostly.
Yeah, yeah, that was a super fun week.
Yeah, so that makes sense, honestly. But yeah, yeah, no, that was a really fun trip. We definitely gotta keep doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't believe your parents just kicked you out of the house for like 3 weeks and just said go have fun.
Yeah, well, we just sort of like we planned the whole thing. I think we got I got the idea back in like January. Text Quinn, and then we sort of like put together a list of the places we wanted to see, and then spent.
Wait, did you?
What?
Did you put a shot from the club in the video?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Did you see that?
So funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys went out clubbing?
If you're watching the Greenland video, there is a segment near the end where I'm like talking about all the things that Nuuk has, like all the sort of big city amenities. And I mentioned bars and clubs. And the shot there is actually filmed on my phone. I mean, I was able to use a ton of just in general actual
actual stuff we got. Actual
stuff from Greenland, but also like Denmark and Iceland, because I talked about them here and there in the video too. Which was cool. Like, honestly, probably like a third of the footage there was like taken by either Quinn or I.
I just still can't believe you guys went to a club. That's like the best part, at least for me.
We went in Paris too.
Yeah.
We also went clubbing in Paris? My God.
It wasn't as fun though.
Yeah.
I went for me. I'm so depressed now. You know, I would have gone in a heartbeat and go clubbing.
I went clubbing in Dusseldorf. Germans at like.
Didn't you get back at like 5 a.m. or something?
Dude, well, okay, because like we'd been like up sort of like at a party at their place, and then they said that they were going, and it was like 1 a.m. by the time they left.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's so late, right? Like that's the time like we're usually coming back. If you're going out, at least here.
I know.
It's like I gotta go to like a German club, you know, while I'm here. So yeah, we got back at like 5 in the morning. I think we're out like
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, we didn't go out in Iceland because the drinking age was like 20 there.
Yeah.
So Quinn couldn't. But
Ooh, bad news for Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And then everywhere else we were there for like only like a day. So it would have been not the smartest idea.
Yeah.
To like go out, stay up late.
We were leaving like pretty early in the morning.
We were leaving like 6 most some mornings.
Listen,
I don't want to be a negative Nancy, you guys, but all I'm hearing are excuses. And here, and we here don't accept excuses. The clubbing never stops for no one.
Do you guys have anything out where you are in Arizona?
No. There's just a few overpriced bars. That's really it. We're all, I'll just leave it at fake cowboys go. They're tourist bars and fake cowboy bars. That's it.
Tourist bars and fake cowboy bars.
Yep.
Sounds.
It sucks. There's not that much out here to do.
Yeah. There aren't any like college bars or anything?
Nope. Well, there's this one bar called, there's this one bar that I will not say the name of that I guess is technically where a lot of people go, but it's not, it's okay. I don't know. It's not really my cup of tea, but apparently a lot of kids in my school like going there.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. So, you know, and it's, the other thing too is that all the bars around here, they're really overpriced because they know that this is sort of like a tourist town. So they charge like $3 more per beer, even just in the can, $3 more, which sucks. Because like at that point, you might as well just buy a 6-pack of whatever you want. Like a case of, like a glass of, or a can of Coors Light is like $6, $8. Like it's bad.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's really mm-hmm.
crazy. Yeah. It's really annoying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think price-wise, beer is really the only thing that's even worth buying at a bar, because it's like, anything else is just going to be so expensive there.
Yeah. Well, even around here, I can't even buy a beer. The restaurants are cheaper around here, and that's saying something. A glass of Coors Light, one of my favorite restaurants to go to, that has a small bar, is like $4, which isn't terrible. So, it's not great.
Yeah, things are.
Well, what about you guys? Where do you guys? You guys have clubs over where you are. I mean, you guys are in two big cities. You better.
Yeah, I mean, it's. There's a few places like near where I am. I'm not like. Not like downtown enough. That there's you kind of have to drive if you want to get to a lot of the stuff. But there's like one place nearby that's kind of like a sort of staple college bar, but is also like if you go on the right days, it's basically like a club. So that's kind of like the spot. But then there's also some stuff downtown, obviously, and then around like the really big university. There's sort of a whole like college bar neighborhood. The area around the university has a lot of nightlife, but it's also there's not like a ton. I mean, it's a big city, but it doesn't have like it doesn't have like as much as you'd find in like I don't know, like New York or like Chicago probably. So
well, at least you guys have something.
Right, yeah. I mean, definitely more than you'd have in like a smaller town.
Yeah. It's not, I don't know. It's definitely, it's tough, right? It's tough out here in these streets. Pretty tough out here. Not a lot of a scene. Or at least a good bar or club scene. I mean, not that it's my first choice, but I mean, like, it would be something. And something's better than nothing. I don't know. What about you, Quinn? Even though I know you can't go to half of them.
We got, like, a couple places. I don't know. Carter's been to, like, most of the bars around here.
Yeah.
They're not, like, great, but...
Damn, Carter, yeah. You're going clubbing like crazy. Well, like those USC and UCLA kids go have a run for their money.
I've been to Chicago a number of times, visited Quinn, because it's pretty close. So
yeah, because like, well, you just take the train or something, or you take a 20-second flight and you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how long is the flight?
The flight is really fast. It's like
half an hour.
I think it's like it might be like 50 minutes.
Nothing beats the Milwaukee, I think Chicago-Milwaukee flight. That one's literally 10 minutes. You spend more time on the ground than you do in the air.
Why would you fly? Oh, man, I'm losing my voice. Why would you fly from Chicago to Milwaukee?
Unless I think it's because...
It's only a two-hour drive or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's similar to, like, why would you fly from Tucson to Phoenix? Right. I think the reason why they do it is because it's two hubs when it comes specifically... Yeah, when it comes to that flight, at least from Milwaukee to Chicago or vice versa, it's because of the hubs.
Right, like, so maybe you're trying to get to Milwaukee from, like, St. Louis or something, and you just had a layover.
Or, like, you're trying to get to Chicago. You're trying to get to Chicago or something like that, and...
Yeah.
You had a layover, it's so...
Kind of like how, like, Baltimore and D.C. are so close, and they just made an airport in the middle of them.
That's Dulles, right?
Yeah, so there's oh man, I am
damn, dude.
Losing my voice, yeah. Let me drink some water real quick. There's Reagan, which is like just like right across the river from DC in Virginia.
Oh, I have a fun fact about that airport actually that I'll save.
Yeah. Dulles, which is like further out. In the burbs, and I think is like the international one, also Virginia. But then there's BWI, which is Baltimore, Washington International. And that's like right in between DC and Baltimore. So it serves like just both cities, which I don't know if there's too many others in the US that just like hit two big cities. Like the same airport is for two major cities, but I guess, I mean, MSP in Minneapolis, but that's like, the cities are the same urban area. I don't know if Baltimore definitely has its own, yeah. Maybe they don't.
Well, what I was going to say about the sort of DC airport and all that, at least like Reagan Airport, the funny thing with it is that the approach plate, or like the approach for going in the airport, has you go down the Potomac River, I think.
Yeah.
And if you accidentally, like, so essentially the Potomac River, you have to follow it. And if you stray away from the Potomac, but I think if you're over DC, they shoot you down. Just, they ask you once, and if you don't respond, you're blown out of the sky, which is sort of a scary reality. But,
dude, Well, you're there, you can like see all the planes coming in and turning, like when they hit the river. It's when I was there, we heard this like sort of like boom sound, like this, like one night. And it turns out it had been, they'd like scrambled the jets because his plane had started like crossing the river and didn't answer the first time they responded. And so they got the jets ready to like shoot it down.
Yeah.
And then he responded, it was like, oh, like something happened, like, and turned. But it's, yeah. The amount of security there is in the whole city. There's so much, right? Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, like, if you mess up, you're shot down. Nothing to it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it's a nice airport. It's like very close to the city, which is more so than a lot of other ones, I think. Like you can just
You're like a 2-second drive, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of traffic.
They have a stop too, so it just takes you across the river and you're there.
So nice. Did you ever go to Harper's Ferry?
Okay, I've been through Harper's Ferry on the train. I want to go there again. It seems like such a cool town.
It is. The last time I was there was years ago, but my high school's DC trip, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there's so much history there too, and it's like right in the mountains, right in the river.
Yeah, it's just nestled away. Very, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it had. Yeah, I've taken the train. That whole train from Pittsburgh to D.C. is so beautiful because it's just, you're just crossing through the Appalachians, just going through these, like, you go through, like, Cumberland, Maryland, Martinsburg, West Virginia, Harper's Ferry. So you're just going through these nice little like mountain towns, just like crossing between like three or four different states. But yeah, I went in the winter. There was something that was really nice.
Yeah.
I definitely want to spend more time in West Virginia. Even though like I grew up so close to it, you know. I've only like been through it a few times, just sort of crossing through. But it is like, it's right there. Like when you're in Pittsburgh, you're close to it in two directions.
Oh. And two is better than one, I guess. What about, did you ever go to the Museum of the Air Force or the Smithsonian? I mean, I assume you probably went to some of the Smithsonian museums.
Ugh. Yeah, I went to a lot of the Smithsonians when I was, like, there for a semester. I didn't go to any this time around. But, yeah, I've been to most of the Smithsonians, actually. Let's see, I did Air and Space, National Gallery, Sculpture Garden, Hirshhorn, Natural History, American History, African American History. I've done most of the Smithsonian's. I don't know. Is the Air Force Museum? Where's the Air Force Museum?
I think the Air Force Museum is, I don't know where it is. Or no, I think, no, I went to the Museum of the Marine Corps, I think.
Okay, the National Air Force Museum, it looks like, is in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Marine Corps Museum, sorry.
Marine Corps Museum.
Because I remember on my DC trip with my old middle school, we went out there. It was really cool.
National Museum of the Marine Corps. Okay, that, it's like in the suburbs. It's down in Quantico, Virginia. So it's like, I've not been down that far into the...
You haven't been that far into the boonies?
I've only done, like, I've only been in Virginia to Arlington. Like, I haven't even been to Alexandria. Which I've heard,
Sounds like you need to go to more places.
I know.
No, I'm joking. Actually, where have you, like, how many states have you been to? I know we had this discussion before, but my list of states I've been to has been updated.
It's been updated. What did you get?
Okay, so the states I've currently been to, man. Okay. California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho. A lot of East Coast states, Connecticut, New York. I've been to Texas, Nebraska, Kansas, New Mexico, Minnesota, the Dakotas. Alaska, Hawaii.
Alaska? When did you go up in Alaska?
I went to Juneau when I was younger on a cruise with my family, and then I've been out to Cordova once because I have a buddy that's out there.
Oh, cool.
Carter, are we going to hit Alaska?
Dude, yeah.
I would definitely, if you guys are planning to go camping, bring a bear gun. And I'm talking more than a pistol.
Good to know.
I am not kidding. The grizzlies up there, especially if you go to Kodiak Island, they are vicious.
Got it.
And you will be turned into mincemeat. Just warning you.
Yeah, good to know.
Carter, you know.
When do you think you're going to go up there?
When do you think I'm going to go up there?
Yeah.
I'm going to go as part of this trip. I think everywhere that I'm going to be flying to is going to be like towards the end. So I would say
toward the end.
Summer, fall.
Got it.
You're rounding things off with Hawaii.
Yeah, but I will let you know. You should definitely pull up to Alaska with me.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Brett, if either of you guys want to come like anywhere on this trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're automatically staying at my house for the Montana, Wyoming, Idaho.
Right.
Trip, and then, because I'm not taking no for an answer. In Arizona, I guess you could stay with me too, if you wanted. And then the Hawaii trip, I'll go with you on that one.
Sweet.
And then maybe I'll go with you to Alaska. It just depends what my schedule looks like. Because Alaska, you'd have to do, like, what, 2 weeks out there?
Right. I mean, you'd have to. Yeah. There's so much.
Because you would want to get. Because I have a feeling you would probably want to go to, like, Juneau, then Anchorage, then up to, like, Barrow, way up north, just so you can say you've been the furthest north city in the country.
That would be so cool to go up
there. And then probably, like, Fairbanks or something, because that's sort of centrally located.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be cool to get out to, like, I don't know. I mean, it would be so cool to get out to the Aleutians, but that would also be logistically real tough, I think.
Got some connections with pilots up there. I could probably get us But I mean, you wouldn't be flying on a nice airliner. You'd be flying in on like a little King Air turboprop, which would be a little scary, I bet, for you.
That might be a little sketch for sure.
Well, I mean, they're good planes, but I mean, the conditions we're flying in are not exactly the most ideal, to put it simply.
Yeah, right, right. Maybe take a boat or something out there or something. But I mean, it's also.
I don't know if I do a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but like, you know how. I don't know if anyone here has ever seen Coast Guard Alaska, sea, or like basically any of the shows from Alaska that involve the ocean, the seas get a little tough out there.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, how do you? Because Juno, how do you get there? Do they have
Juno? There's an airport out there, and I think you can also take a boat, like a cruise. Yeah.
But that's the city that has no road connect there at all.
Yes. But I think there might be a train. I can't remember, because I remember going on a train specifically when I was out there.
Yeah, that whole, like, southeast Alaska area seems so
good. Yeah.
Like, Juneau.
With the fjords or whatever they call it.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a really fun area to spend some time. But yeah, I will. Yeah, Quinn, especially if you want to go to like Alaska, Hawaii, some of the like territories too.
When you do the Hawaii trip, definitely plan out so you can go to Guam, because a direct flight from Honolulu to Guam.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is that's probably how I'd get out there. Same with. I don't know. I mean, I imagine that's how I'd get to American Samoa too, in the Marianas. But yeah. Anyways, I found my list. My list of states that I've like been to and like actually like spent time in.
So layovers don't count.
Excluding layovers, the driving through and not doing anything. Or being there like as a very little kid. I've got 26.
Okay, so slightly over half.
Yeah, slightly over half. And I'm trying to see if there's any new ones that I've gotten recently. I don't think there are. I don't think I've gotten any new ones recently.
You need to get hit some more of those states, bro.
I know. Well, I'll be getting a lot more of them. Getting a lot more of them soon, that's for sure. I actually, I won't be getting a ton of new ones. Because of this trip is mostly going to be, like, a filmmaking trip for the U.S. Explained. So I'll mostly be hitting states in the West, which I've already been to a lot of them, so.
Yeah.
So the areas.
Sorry.
Oh no. The areas I'm missing are like, the sort of like, northern Mountain West states, so Idaho, Montana, the Dakotas, Alaska, Hawaii, and then like, I haven't been. There's a lot of southern states I haven't been to yet.
Have you been to Oregon? I can't remember.
Oh yeah, I've spent a ton of time in Oregon.
Yeah, that's right.
And then also like the upper New England states and Michigan. I mean, I went to Michigan when I was like a little kid, so.
It counts.
I'd rather go again. I honestly probably will be going again on this trip. Realistically.
So. Yeah, we haven't been there in a long time.
It's been a long time, yeah. And I've actually been very close recently to the Upper Peninsula, because I was up in like northern Wisconsin on Lake Superior, very close to the Upper Peninsula. But yeah, so that would be cool to visit too, because it's that whole area. Just another world, you know.
Yeah. You got to the U.S. Virgin Islands for the territories explained.
Yeah, well, so I'm doing all the territories in the U.S. explained too. So, yeah, I'll be hitting in part of this trip. I'll be doing Guam, Northern Marianas, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So I still got to figure that out, but I might try to do Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and Florida as part of like the same leg of the trip, because I imagine that's how I get out there is from Florida, and then do Alaska, Hawaii, and then all the territories that are in the Pacific in the same
way. Yeah. I will not lie to you. They are not cheap flights.
I know. I mean, yeah,
that's the only one is Guam.
Yeah. I mean,
Guam is only the cheapish flight.
Yeah, flying to Alaska and Hawaii is going to be pricey. Doing, yeah, because I think I can probably do Guam from Honolulu, and then I think the Northern Marianas I can probably hop to from Guam because they're right there.
I don't think Alaska will be as bad, because I mean, if you can get up to Seattle and like visit, I know we have some old classmates that are up there, so I mean, yeah, if you're visiting them, and they just fly out of there.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna. Yeah, I get, because that's the spot you fly out of for Alaska, right? That's the connection.
Yeah, because you just take probably Alaskan Airlines to Anchorage, and then you can just fly Alaskan Airlines everywhere. Or if you want to be, you know, little ballsy, you can fly some of the other airlines that are meant for short scud cargo running out there, which are a little bit more terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe I do, like, start in California, go east to southwest, and then sort of up through the Great Plains.
Like Kansas, Nebraska, right.
Yeah.
Missouri.
Go from the Dakotas west, and then end in like the Pacific Northwest, get my Alaska flight out of there. What are you saying?
A round trip flight from Seattle to Anchorage is $330.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. Hawaii is going to be your really expensive one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then I got to figure out, there's a few, like, I mean, probably Michigan, West Virginia,
Tennessee, or not, you
that are all kind of like more east, you know.
Yeah, I'm just naming off states at this point.
Yeah, so I gotta figure that out a little more. I have not been as good about getting on logistics planning this semester as I was.
We'll help you out with that. I can do it.
Yeah, man. No, honestly, yeah.
I've got some connections with some airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll help you out with it.
Yeah. I'm going to try to drive as much of it as I can, but we'll see.
You're going to make that car get a lot of mileage on it.
Yeah. Right, that's another thing. I got to get a car, so.
You want something with good gas mileage or something that can carry a lot?
That's the question, right? I don't know. At the moment, something that'd be good for a road trip for sure, because I'm gonna be going all over the place.
I would strongly recommend you not get like a really small car, because the second you hit a pothole and your tires popped, you're stranded. I would recommend get something that has a little bit more of a clearance to it.
Yeah.
As a veteran road tripper myself, that has done 25 hours straight.
Yeah. Well, thanks to all of you who have listened in to our conversation for the last hour. And we'll try to be bringing this back at a more regular pace in the upcoming weeks and get some nice guests on for all of you. So, yeah, thank you all. And we'll see you next time for more of the Riffing and Ranting Show.
See ya.